Hi, welcome to my kitchen. I'm Mimi Kirk. I was voted the sexiest vegetarian over 50, and I'm 72.
Winner of the contest organized by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or more commonly known as PETA, Mimi was the oldest contestant at age 71 and won hands down with her youthful looks and radiant smile. Mimi shows that there is nothing more appealing than a person who exudes compassion and respect for oneself as well as other beings.
When I wake up in the morning and get out of bed, if I just went on how I felt, I would think I'm in my 20s. So I know for sure my diet, definitely. My vegetarian diet has done a lot for me.
Mimi has been invited to be a speaker at many events, such as the Women's International Summit for Health, and interviewed by numerous media such as NBC, Fox, KUSI-TV, U.S. national television show The Doctors, and ARIA-TV in Bulgaria regarding her secrets for staying so youthful, vibrant, and healthy.
Every day I get tons of email and people tell me I've inspired them to change their diet. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, you know, every week.
Today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, we join Miss Mimi Kirk for the first of a two-part special to learn how to make another exquisite raw vegan dish that might possibly have you staying young and healthy forever.
And I'm going to show you how to make a fantastic raw lasagna today. No animals were harmed in the making of this lasagna, and no oven was turned on, which I'm thrilled because it's really hot here today. So first I'm going to show you what ingredients I use. We have a nut cheese. I'm going to make one with cashews. This one's made with macadamia nuts. It's got probiotics in it. It's a fantastic cheese. It could be used for many things, but it's going to be one of the layers of our zucchini. We have a fantastic red sauce that I love. This is my Italian pasta sauce. I make it with these beautiful heirloom tomatoes and some sun-dried tomatoes that have been soaked, and a lot of herbs in here, and a little spice if you like a little pepperoncini. We have a beautiful pesto. It's made with walnuts and pine nuts, and it's just fantastic. That goes on another layer. So this is going to be a 3 or 4 layer lasagna. We'll have to see how it stacks up on our plate. A few other things I like to add on the layers are capers. These are not raw, but I think they're pretty good, and they give a great flavor to the lasagna. And some raw olives, and I've chopped up a few in here. These are raw, and they're really delicious. They have a very good flavor. I also make this beautiful Parmesan cheese. It's made with cashew nuts, salt, and garlic, and it tastes just like Parmesan cheese. You can use it on anything. And then I have some marinated mushrooms. I like to use portobello. We're going to just do a little of those on the layer. They're marinated with a little tamari or a little namasoyu. And then to top it all off, these are heirloom tomatoes. They happen to be from my garden. And they have just a little garlic and oil and basil in here. This is the star of the show, the zucchini. And I'm going to show you how to slice the zucchini. And we're going to just put a little salt on it. I have some strips already made up. Let me show you how beautiful. Look at that. I peel my zucchini. You can leave the greens on, but I peel it because when it's finished, it kind of looks more like lasagna noodles. So I have some in here with a little salt on it, but I want to show you how to use the mandolin. And this is a really handy tool. And they're very sharp, so you have to be very careful with them. And you can adjust. I have this at the way I like this slice. I usually do the first slice, a couple slices, like this. And then I'm going to peel the rest of this, just a few peels on this to take that off. I'm going to show you how beautiful these slices are and how delicious they are. You can use this mandolin for a lot of things. You can use sweet potatoes or slice all kinds of things on it. And I don't want to keep my hand here the whole time, so I'm going to put this holder on here. It's got little teeth in it. And you just push down, and then you can just run this through here. Look at those slices coming out. Look at this. Beautiful. It looks like noodles. It looks just like lasagna noodles. No gluten, healthy for you, all the vitamins in it. Add this to my bowl right here. It's been salted. And just turn it a little bit. I just like to salt it. You can leave these even overnight and then kind of dry them off in the morning because the salt releases a lot of the liquid in here. Okay. So the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to start showing you how to make the cheese, because the cheese can be done quickly or it could go overnight. You're going to learn a couple really interesting things today. I think this is one of the most fascinating things. This is Irish moss. It comes dried. It's a seaweed. And it's actually used for desserts, for making, it makes like a gelatinous, like a jello, when you soak it in water and then put it in your blender with water. And it comes out to be a gel like this right in here. It's a jelly-like consistency. It kind of helps hold things together. And you can make a thick one by using less water, or you can make it a little, depends on the kind of cheese you want to make. This cheese here, I always like a little firmer. You can find it online, you can buy it at different places, but it's a wonderful thing to have in the house. And once you make it into a gelatin, it'll last a few weeks in your refrigerator. Now I'm going to show you what I've done. I've soaked a cup of cashews. For the lasagna, if you want to make a larger cheese, you can do 2 cups, but I'm just going to do a cup today. And I think it's important to put it in your high-speed blender. You don't have to use as much water. So we have that. We have a squeeze of lemon, probably about a tablespoon. I'm going to put a tablespoon or two of this in here. I'm going to use another wonderful ingredient. It's called probiotics. This is a really wonderful thing. It's very healthy for you. You know, in yogurts and stuff like that, you get this probiotics, and it gives you good bacteria in your body. And I'm just going to use a little bit of this. I like buying the refrigerated kind because I think it's alive this way. It has all the bacteria that you need. And I use this in cheeses, and I use this in fermenting anything I make. If I make coconut yogurt or anything I do, I like to use that. Okay, now all we're going to need is a little water in here to get the consistency we want. Couple of nice turns of salt, and then we'll turn the blender on for a second. And you want this to be smooth. Okay, you're going to do that until it runs really nice and smooth, and you're going to get this kind of a little bit runnier consistency than you see here. This is a nice consistency when it's finished, but you'll see it's runny. You're going to leave this for 24 hours, so it gets to culture and ferment. That's what the probiotics does. It's going to culture this and ferment. So you want to line a strainer with a little piece of cheesecloth and a bowl underneath to hold the drippings. And so what we're going to do is drop this in here. You'll pour your liquid right into this. Then you're going to put a piece of cheesecloth on top. And you're going to weigh it down, and what's going to happen is the liquid is going to drain out of this. The whey, it's called, is going to drain out. You want to put just a little bit of weight, a nice little press there. Leave it 24 hours just on your kitchen counter so it's warm. And after that, you can refrigerate it, and that makes that beautiful cheese. The next layer is going to be a pesto. It's one of my favorite things to make, and I actually use it for quite a few things, this pesto. Here we go. A little garlic. This is going to go in your food processor. This is 1 clove of garlic. You can use a little more if you like it garlicky. And then in here I have 1/2 cup of nuts. I have 2 kinds of nuts. I'm using walnuts and I'm using pine nuts. And you can use all of one kind, or you can mix it like I do. So I'm going to put that in. And this salt I'm using, by the way, is pink Himalayan salt. It's the only thing I use, either this or Celtic sea salt. This is my favorite salt in the kitchen. And you know, anytime I serve this lasagna dish, nobody believes it's a raw dish. They just love it. It's okay, so we want to crush that up a little bit. Then we're going to add 2 cups of basil. I picked this morning from the garden. And you just want to break them off the stems. Okay, so now we're going to make this pesto. And while you're doing that, you can add 2-3 tablespoons of olive oil. I just kind of look to see when it looks the right texture. That looks pretty good to me. There you go. That looks great. You can always add a little more olive oil to it or a little more salt, whatever you need. You can have pesto in the refrigerator, which you can use for a lot of things. I stuff mushrooms with them and all kinds of great things. So here's our little wonderful pesto right here. Now, I don't have to clean this out because I'm going to make a red sauce, a red pasta sauce. And who doesn't like a little pesto in there, a little basil in there? First thing I'm going to do is put in these sun-dried tomatoes. They are soaked for about 20 minutes, depending. You know, it's really hard to tell about these tomatoes, but you do want them soft. You can see this is very pliable. So you want to keep it on the soft side. And I like to put these in first. And the reason why is because they chop up better that way. Give that a little whirl. And here are these beautiful tomatoes. There's nothing like an heirloom tomato to me. Look at this. This is the purple one. I just think they are so beautiful. This is what it looks like. They're just a beautiful thing. That was 2 cups of the sun-dried tomato, and now I'm putting in 2 cups of fresh chopped tomato. Also, I have 2 dates here with the pits taken out. These are medjool dates, and I love these. Just a little sweet with this is really good. Garlic, of course. What is an Italian dish without some garlic? That's a clove in there. You can use 2 if they're small. Now, here are my herbs. I have rosemary from the garden, I have some thyme from the garden, I have some sage from the garden, and some marjoram from the garden. And you can use fresh if you like, or you can use packaged herbs. There's some good ones out on the market that are organic, I think are very nice. And I'm just going to sprinkle some in here. Everything's to your taste, by the way. Not everybody likes a little pepper, a little red pepper flakes, but I'm going to throw a little bit in here. And right in here, I have just a small amount, it's probably a little over a teaspoon of tamari, or you can use namasoyu, or Bragg's if you like. All of those are really nice. And then, of course, our wonderful salt. Let's put some of that in. You want to salt usually after, if you don't know the tomatoes, because sometimes they are very salty, the dried ones. And a little pepper. And now I'm going to just kind of chunk this up a little bit. Let's see what we have here. Okay, this is very nice. Look at this beautiful sauce. It's nice and thick. Look at that. Kind of chunky. That's the way I like it. I think that makes a really good sauce. Okay, so we have our cheese, we have our pesto, and we have our sauce, and we have our zucchini all done already. Now I'm going to show you how to plate this, put it all together.
Make sure you join us on Wednesday, April 4th, as Mimi puts together this amazing raw vegan lasagna. She's going to offer us some personal tips that will make this dish extra special. Coming up now on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. Wishing you a blessed new week, full of vitality and the freshest of veggies. Visit the fantastic and forever young Miss Mimi Kirk online at youngonrawfood.com or search Mimi Kirk on facebook.com. Thank you.
visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.